Woman accused of beating ex-landlord to death with hammer. By Amy Furr on September 30, 2022. A 43-year-old woman in Massachusetts is accused of beating her former landlord to death with a hammer over forged checks. The suspect allegedly forged the checks using his name, NBC News reported Friday. Xu Fan Kay of Newton was arraigned on a murder charge Wednesday following the death of the former landlord, 65-year-old Leonard Garber, according to the Middlesex District Attorney's Office. Once he was reported missing, police went to the residence Monday to check on him but were unable to locate him. They visited twice more and eventually found his body the next day, where it was wrapped in a curtain under a pile of items. A photo showed the suspect in custody with an officer standing nearby. The two individuals had reportedly been seeing each other. However, she was accused of forging checks from his accounts and stealing over $40,000. But when Garber learned what happened and confronted Kay, according to the NBC article, she allegedly killed him and tried to hide the body. Surveillance footage reportedly showed Kay going into the home a few days before authorities located his body. Prosecutors said Kay was a tenant of Garber several years ago at a different property, not where the attack took place, the NBC report continued, adding she allegedly confessed and said she used a hammer. Another instance involving the same kind of weapon happened last month when an alleged shoplifter wielded a hammer at an elderly laundromat employee in Brooklyn, according to Breitbart News. Warning: graphic video. Surveillance video showed the employee trying to wrestle the hammer and stolen items away, but the suspect uses the hammer to hit the elderly man what appears to be four times, the outlet said. Breitbart News has reported extensively on hammer attacks perpetrated across the nation throughout the past few years. According to the NBC article, prosecutors claimed there was evidence the woman had stolen checks in the past and that she owed gambling debts. She was ordered held without bail. Meanwhile, a recent survey found violent crime in cities across President Joe Biden's D. America jumped by over 4% during the first 6 months of this year. Compared to 2019 crime rates, some cities have seen a doubling in murders and a 36% increase in aggravated assaults, according to Breitbart News.